Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Alisa Brooks, Food Access Program Manager with Neighborhood and Community Services. Our topic today is food and security, as well as maybe get a chance to promote the next Stuff the Bus event. Alisa, thanks for being here on the podcast. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for having me.
Food and security. Now, I know I've heard that term for a while, and I'll be honest, I think I know what it means, and maybe some of our listeners have heard the term for a while, too, and may not know what it means. So when we say food and security, what is that?
So basically not knowing where your next meal comes from, or it being possible that you may not be able to afford your next meal. So most people go to the grocery store, they might have a meal plan or not, but there's not any doubt in their mind that they will be able to buy the food needed for their family. And there is a large amount of people in our country and even in Fairfax County that don't know that they'll be able to afford their next meal or that they'll be able to get to a store to be able to get it.
Okay. Do people still confuse the term food insecurity with hunger or hungry, or I mean, what's the overlap there?
Yeah, so hunger is more of a medical term of like the actual feeling in your stomach. And food access is the ability to procure that food, whether it's financial or getting in a car, taking a bus to actually physically get it.
So when we're talking about food insecurity, you're insecure about being able to get the food, essentially, is what we're talking about.
Yes.
What are some misconceptions folks have about that term?
So there's been a large rise in food insecurity. It was in 2024, and we were surprised that it did remain high. So we were expecting after the sharp rise for it to go back down, but it did not. And so right now in Fairfax County, 26% of our population, so more than one in four residents in Fairfax County are food insecure. And it is worsening, unfortunately. There are different ways that they measure it, and very low food insecurity is the most severe, and that is increasing in Fairfax County.
Okay, so that term threw me for a little bit. When you say low food insecurity, my initial thought means, well, that you have a low chance of being food insecure, but that doesn't mean that. It's opposite.
Correct.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
So it's the most severe status in the DMV. There's 820,000 people that have very low food security. So basically a high food insecurity, a low food security.
Okay. Now think about that for a minute.
Yeah. And that is with the Capillary Food Bank. They do a extremely well done report every year. And so that is one of the classifications that they use.
Gotcha. Okay. I know you may not be able to give me an answer for this, but you know, I'm going to put my air quotes up here. In a typical week, what does food insecurity look like for someone living through it here in Fairfax County?
So a lot of times it goes unnoticed. It's very much living in plain sight. A lot of times, although there are higher rates of food insecurity in households with children, a lot of times the parents or the grandparents are actually the ones that miss the meals so that they can feed their children. So a kid may go to school and seem like they're have enough to eat when really the adults in their home are not eating.
Right.
So it's a lot of hidden in plain sight, especially in Fairfax County. There's a lot of pockets of very intense poverty and food insecurity.
Okay. Well, since you brought it up, let's go there and let's talk about that. I assume since you said there are pockets, you know what they are. So where are they? What are they?
Yeah, there are some big hot spots. Hybel Valley down Route 1, sort of the Bailey's Crossroads area, definitely parts of Annandale and Reston, Seven Corners. Those are some big hot spots for food insecurity.
Any reasons why?
There are reasons why, partially transportation, partially if there are technically buses to get someplace, there might be like a large street like Route 1 that you can't cross, or the bus times are not conducive to people working multiple jobs. It could be that the pantries or grocery stores aren't open when people are off work in order to be able to get there, or they're not able to safely get there in terms of if 10 o'clock at night is the only time that they're able to go grocery shopping. Can they walk there in the dark with children, that type of thing.
Okay. So it's more than just economic considerations that lend a hand to food insecurity, if you will.
Yes.
You mentioned transportation. What are the others? Maybe transportation is a big one. Are there others?
At various times in Fairfax County, there have been areas that have not had as many stores that might sell things that people want in terms of culturally appropriate foods. Or for a while, there were a bunch of stores that were not stocking milk and eggs and produce. So if a family needs to get on three buses to go across town to get milk, that is not really accessible to them.
Is that still happening today?
It is.
Really?
It is. And it's a big misconception that in an area with so many grocery stores, that could still be possible. A lot of times, a 7-Eleven might be the closest place that sells food to someone. And of course, you're not going to get kind of the high quality produce, meats, that type of thing that a family would want and that we would want them to have.
Right. And oftentimes the convenience stores, because it's convenient, is going to be more expensive. So it's a trade-off. You're paying for the convenience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. In these areas that we're talking about, Hydewell Valley, et cetera, Richmond Corridor, Highway Corridor, are there then pockets of people? You mentioned maybe sometimes the grandparents go without food when the kids go off to school. Are there certain demographics, age groups, male, female, old, young? I mean, talk to me a little bit more about that.
So statistically, the people that are most affected are households with children. Black and Hispanic households are most affected statistically. But like I said, a lot of times the parents and grandparents will go without in order to feed the children.
Right. Is it a ethnicity issue? I mean, is it just it's an equal opportunity offender?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other misconceptions that we haven't addressed or talked about?
There are still alive and well stereotypes about people that might need public assistance, like SNAP and WIC, or even that end up at food pantries. And there still is the belief by many that people that need assistance don't have a job or don't want a job. When the reality is that 77% of those people that are seeking food assistance have at least one job. Many times they have two or three jobs. Another stereotype is that those the people that are seeking food assistance might be uneducated, when really at least a quarter, 25% of those people have at least a college degree, if not a master's or higher. So this is a very expensive area to live in. And so even if you are educated, even if you are working two jobs, it doesn't mean that you might not need to go to a food pantry, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about food pantries in just a minute. But something you said just kind of hit me, like, you know, it is expensive and, you know, people, parents, sometimes struggle to feed their kids. Is it a matter of not getting the right kind of food, or is it not getting any food? I mean, that's two ends of the spectrum, if you will.
Well, so the cost of living since 2020, the cost of living prices have increased 21%, whereas salaries have only increased 6%. So as the cost of eggs and milk and produce is going up, families are really having to make tough decisions. And in a lot of cases, they're choosing between paying rent and putting food on the table, buying diapers and putting food on the table, they're having to month over month make really hard choices because of the cost of things.
Mm. Well, you mentioned food banks. How do they play into this food insecurity issue in Fairfax County?
We have a very robust system of community-based organizations and food banks that do a wonderful job of serving our residents. They are struggling right now due to sort of a perfect storm of federal legislation changes, as well as a lot of the layoffs that we've seen. People that previously might have been donating to food banks are now needing to go there for assistance. As well as with some of the federal legislation changes, the food banks have less food to put on their shelves.
So how can folks help?
So as much as possible, if people can donate either financially or goods, the food banks are always extremely appreciative. I mentioned financially because the food banks are able to buy large pallets of stuff, large trucks, and so they get the food cheaper. So if someone is able to donate money, they're really able to stretch that dollar a lot further.
Yeah.
That is not doable for a lot of people, which is understandable. And they love the food donations, non-perishables. Even a lot of food pantries take perishables in terms of if you are a home gardener and you have a great year growing tomatoes, they would love to get those.
Oh, okay. Hadn't thought about that.
So we have a map we have a food access program website where you can find all of the resources in Fairfax County, kind of one-stop shopping.
Okay.
To find all the resources. But we also have a map where either someone looking for food can go on there and they can filter by zip code, language spoken, items needed. But also if you're looking to donate, you can go on there and there's a whole section for donating and you can click, I have 10 pounds of apples I want to donate, and it'll pop up where you can take it.
All right. Well, since you brought it up, what's that web address? How can people find it?
So if you go to
a long address.
Yeah, it is. So if you go to fairfaxcounty.gov or NCS and search food access program, it will come right up. And the very first thing on the page is a link to the map. And then the rest of the page is all of the resources for kids, for families, for anyone in Fairfax County. Many different age groups, if someone is pregnant, what they can qualify for. So really just kind of like a home landing page for all of that.
Okay. FairfaxCounty.gov and just search Food Access Program. We are on the County Conversation podcast and we're talking with Alisa Brooks. She is the Food Access Program Manager with Neighborhood and Community Services. A lot of conversation so far. We've talked about myths. We've talked about the food insecurity. We've kind of talked about the food deserts, certain areas that, have more impact than others. We've talked about kids and grandparents. But of those populations, is there one that really food insecurity hits the hardest? Is it kids, seniors? I mean, I have my thought, but I'd like to hear what you say.
Kids and seniors are the most vulnerable.
Oh, come on. You can't choose both.
And for seniors, they have limited income. Mm. They may be homebound. They may not have an awareness of all of the programs available to them. And kids, for the reasons we discussed before, and those are really the two most vulnerable.
Yeah. Didn't mean to give you a hard time, and I figured that they were both on the spectrum equally as important, but I wanted to put you on the spot a little bit. So, all right, what haven't we talked about? Anything you want to bring up?
Well, we have a big event coming up.
I was going to bring that up. Don't get there yet.
Okay.
Anything else about food insecurity?
Just that I think a lot of people don't realize in Fairfax County that it is very much present. And it could be right around the corner from where you live. And it doesn't often look like how we might think it looks. especially now with all the federal layoffs, there could be a family that both of the parents were federal employees, and all of a sudden there's no income coming into the home. They've both been laid off. So they could have a very nice house, they could have very nice clothes, and they have zero income.
Yeah.
And so they're making those tough decisions between paying their mortgage and buying food.
Yeah. So the old adage, I guess, you can't judge a book by its cover, you know, it as you said, it's kind of a hidden problem, if you will.
Absolutely. And that population right now, again, with all the federal changes, that's not a population that's previously needed to seek food assistance. So we're getting calls from school social workers that maybe their demographics, they haven't previously had to give resources to parents. And all of a sudden, they have a ton of federal employees that don't know where to go, don't know what to do.
Stressing an already overworked system, if you will.
Very much so.
A couple of rapid-fire questions, and then we'll get to this event we want to talk about and promote. What's one myth you want to kill, get rid of? If you could make one myth about food insecurity go away.
I think that it's not a problem in Fairfax County. I think it needs to be talked about more.
Okay.
It is a huge problem. And if you talk to anyone at any of our food banks or the churches that have food distributions, they are working day in and day out for thousands of people in our county.
Yeah. What's one statistic that you wish people would remember?
That 26% of our population is food insecure in this county.
That's huge. Like you said, that's over a quarter of the population in Fairfax County. So just think about that the next time you're out. I think you touched on this earlier. What's one easy way to help that most people overlook?
Anything that you can give, whether it be money, whether it be one canned good, is hugely helpful. It's hugely helpful. Families are really very skilled, unfortunately, at stretching one can of food.
Right.
And so buying one extra can, one extra box of pasta at the store can really mean the difference between a meal for a family.
Yeah. All right. One long-term fix that we should be talking about more.
So one thing that Virginia is looking at right now in terms of legislation, the new session just started, and universal breakfast in our schools is one of the bills. And so that would be hugely helpful. There are over a dozen states that have already done universal meals in their schools. And so we really are eyeing kind of what happens at the state level right now with that.
Okay, sounds good. And NCS, Neighborhood and Community Services, is also doing your part in trying to help alleviate this issue. And you've got an event you want to talk about and promote. So I'll turn the stage over to you.
Yeah, so we are preparing for Stuff the Bus, which it's been going over 10 years. I want to say maybe closer to 15 years in our county. And it is twice a year. Our next event is going to be March 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is going to be countywide on that one day. This is the second time that we've done it countywide, and we're really trying to throw all of the advertising and media and everything behind promoting this one day to try to really get as many people to turn out as possible.
As opposed to, I remember when it first started long ago, there was, you'd have one event in this little area, one event here, one event there. So now it's a combined countywide anywhere.
Yeah. And it was getting challenging if it was, you know, at this one grocery store on this one day for people to kind of drive all over the
country. Yeah.
So we're trying to make it bigger by being countywide and really draw as much attention to it as possible.
Okay.
Along that vein, we are going to have fire trucks and firefighters at each of the grocery stores to kind of attract attention, attract some of the
firefighters at every grocery store in the county, or selected?
Oh, at the ones where we're having the event.
Okay. All right.
So Stuff the Bus, it's going to be 8 to 10 locations.
Okay.
And the firefighters and fire trucks will be at those locations just to kind of draw attention, draw interest. We had some really positive feedback at our last event that especially kids really loved seeing the trucks,
right,
chatting with the firefighters. And then it was a good opportunity for the food pantries to engage with the parents about what they were doing there.
Yeah. If folks want to learn more, how can they find out about it? And if they want to volunteer and help or...
Yeah. So we are updating our sites right now. The community-based organizations, the food pantries that we're working with are solidifying their grocery stores. And that will be on our website within the next couple weeks.
Okay. So fairfaxcounty.gov and just search neighborhood and community services? Or...
Yes.
Okay. And again, that date is March 14th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 8 to 10 locations across the county. Can you tell us any more about locations?
It's all at grocery stores.
Okay.
And it is a really wonderful partnership between Fairfax County government, as I've said, Fairfax County Fire, but also Fastran and MV Transportation. So we're really all coming together to really try to get as many donations as possible.
Awesome. All right. Folks, put that on your calendar, March 14th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You've got plenty of time to buy some extra food items when you go to the grocery store over the next few weeks and not have to put yourself into a financial bind buying anything. So put that on your calendar. Elisa, I'm going to give you the last word. What do you want our listeners to leave, take away from this conversation about food insecurity?
My call to action would really just be to find out where you can plug in. If it is donating food, if it is volunteering, and also just to really spread the word, like I said, that food insecurity is in Fairfax County and that we all really need to be a part of the solution. So just raising awareness about that.
Sounds good. Well, hopefully we've helped in that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Elisa Brooks with us today on the County Conversation Podcast talking about food insecurity. Thanks to her for being here and thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.